Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're watching history, Lee.
Yes, we are.
You are. The Democrats can't run a hoax. And if the Democrats can't run a hoax, they're going to have a hard time winning. They've won entirely in the battles they've won in recent years based on hoaxes and our inability to respond to them. Mm-hmm. The deep state functions entirely on hoaxes, fake news, fake leaks, scams, release of partial intelligence that was, you know, rated low, not really true, but hey, we collected it while withholding actual intel and evidence to frame Trump. Leaks, lies, things that in a free speech environment are very easy to debunk and destroy. And that's why, Lee, we sat through almost 2 years, the Russia collusion hoax, where I will never forget the study by Newsbusters. They monitor news. And on average, 60% of the nightly newscast on CNN, ABC, NBC, around 60% was coverage of the Russia collusion story, which was a total and complete hoax. Mm-hmm. A hoax so fantastical that we've actually learned in recent months, and I thought this should have been a bigger story. Remember how they terrified the public? Russia's hacking all of these boards of elections. They're state. Hacking their inside. Yeah, that ended up being some federal computer contractors that Hillary hired to hack those boards of elections. It was her campaign. Right, that wasn't Russians? No. They made it look like it was the Russians. I mean, this is an incredible story, okay? But they got away with it. Watch, the Democrats did, and the deep state. But then I repeat myself, our intel agencies are just arms of the Democrat Party. It's still true today. Now, fast forward to this week, and do not miss the Epstein hoax. Absolute decimation in about 12 hours. When I went, finished up my work for the day, Epstein, Trump, pedophile, was trending on the top of social media. It was huge. It was big on Facebook. It was big on Instagram. It was really big. It was big everywhere. By the show the next day, done. Over. Hoax was trending. Before, this would have gone on for months. Trump is a pedophile. Trump was alone for hours with an Epstein victim. Oh, no. Who is she? They would have done the speculation. They would have played games. They would have pretended that this, folks, if you're just tuning into this, they released 3 emails, the Democrats did, out of 20,000. And they had one line in one email between Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, his pimp, saying, oh, you know, Trump's the only one that hasn't basically gone to the police he spent hours with, and then its victim's name redacted. Well, it looked like Trump was a pedophile. They finally got him. This was easy to debunk, very easy, but we wouldn't have been allowed to do it before. The media would have lied in force. They still had credibility because it was pre-Russian hoax. They used the last of their credibility gas in the tank on that and on COVID. And anything that had to be cleaned up would be cleaned up by the FBI through the back door in, you know, on X, on Facebook, in all of these places. And if Mark Zuckerberg said, I don't want to censor true things, as he explained to Joe Rogan, they would threaten me with criminal investigations. I had to censor true things. All that's gone. And look how long this hoax lasted. Not 2 years, not 60% of every newscast, 12 hours. 12 hours. Why? That victim's name that was redacted was Virginia Guffrey, who has testified under oath and just most recently wrote in her tell-all book, Trump is innocent. Nothing happened with Trump. He was a gentleman. I like Trump. Trump never flirted with me. He never flirted with the girls. I never saw him with the girls. I never saw him with Epstein. I think Epstein was lying about being as, you know, good of friends with Trump as he was. So how do you fix that if you're a Democrat? You just redact her name and pretend you're protecting the victim, knowing there's reams of this stuff out there from her saying, no, it's not Trump. It isn't Trump. And again, under oath before the court in multiple cases, not just one. And she wrote it again in, you know, her book that came out in 2025. This is so easy to debunk, but this would have gone on for months as we pretended, as the mainstream media pretended, that we didn't know. We have no idea who is this victim. Oh, who is she? They knew who she was. And then did you see what happened yesterday? Rage ensued from the Democrats because the Republicans went, oh, we got your 20,000 emails that are the source material here from Epstein's, from his estate. We'll just release those. So then everybody could see it was Virginia Guffrey. Mm-hmm. And there was no reason to redact her name since she's always said he did nothing to me. There's no reason to protect her. And she's dead. God bless her. It was all a lie. It was all a hoax. And now it's blowing up in their face. Not possible without free speech. Mm-hmm. It's glorious to watch. They don't know what to do. And then it gets worse for them. Yesterday, Representative Tim Burchett decides, hey, you know what? Let's just go, you know, let's get this thing over with. And he files in the House this motion. Let's just release all of the Epstein documents that the government has in its possession. Yes or no? Vote up or down for that. Listen to what the Democrats did to it, Lee.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett just left the House floor. And I tried to do a UC, unanimous consent, of tried to get the Epstein files, get it straight to the floor, to cut out all this nonsense. And, and the Democrats blocked it, oddly enough. Now, here they've had it for 4 years, and they, obviously, if there's something there about Trump, they would have released it. And now they're all, let's get it out. Well, I just made a motion to bring it straight to the dadgum floor, and they blocked it. So this is politics. It has nothing to do with that, doing what's right. I mean, it's Washington, D.C. to a T. And again, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, but they're probably not. Thank y'all for sending me here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy. But now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and... wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Democrats blocked it.
Well, of course, because they can't shape the narrative.
No!
If you put all the information out there, then you can't shape the narrative. You can't selectively edit. You can't selectively release certain portions done in such a way as to imply that there is a crime involved.
You can't frame Trump.
Right.
And you can't protect, you can't hide how many Democrats are actually on that list.
And remember, this is coming from the party that always told us the woman has to be believed.
Right, right. Sure. I'm just amazed, you know, how hard they fight, though. I got to give them credit.
Yeah, oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Any lie. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes.
Right.
Whatever it takes. But they've lost their ability to lie. Mm-hmm. And it's just astonishing. So as this blows up spectacularly in their face, and the folks at CNN can see it blowing up spectacularly in their face, and CNN has done the requisite, you know, 12 hours of fake reporting on this. Oh, new explosive. Looks like Trump, you know, knew he's hanging out with a victim. Oh, no. And they knew it was Virginia Guffrey. I mean, I'm sitting there in my pajamas and I know it's Virginia Guffrey. Believe me, they know inside the CNN newsroom. It's her. She said over and over that not only was Trump, you know, completely innocent, everything was above board with him when she worked at Mar-a-Lago. They even ended up correcting Jasmine Crockett. This is how bad this got, Lee. Did you hear this? Listen to her lie. And if you're going to lie when you go on CNN, they always think no one's going to correct them, right? Yeah. You should know the background on what you're talking about. So here's Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett on CNN lying about Trump and Epstein and getting corrected by CNN.
This is an email from April 2nd, 2011. Republicans are saying that that victim is Virginia Giuffre. As you know, she died by suicide. She's been very outspoken, a very outspoken victim of Jeffrey Epstein. Here's the email right here on your screen. She wrote a book, as you know, and she did not accuse him of any wrongdoing. What do you make of that? And can you confirm that?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, it's redacted who the victim is, so I won't necessarily take the Republicans' word on who it is that's redacted. And I don't know why they would necessarily redact someone's name who is deceased at this point.
The Democrats did that, though. The Democrats redacted.
No. I understand, okay, but I'm just saying, like, our biggest concern is to actually make sure that we are protecting victims. And obviously, she wrote a book. She told her truth.
She doesn't. Oh, my. You got to have a certain IQ to even try to pull a lie like that off. Yeah. She doesn't have it. But did you hear the lie there, even the subtle lie from CNN? Well, Virginia Guffrey wrote a book and she didn't accuse him. No, Virginia Guffrey wrote a book and she exonerated Trump explicitly. So that CNN, the thing had already gone down in flames and they got nothing.
Yeah.
They got nothing. You know who's watching this, Lee? Deep State's watching this.
Yeah.
Very hard. I'm sure they're trying to cook up another hoax. They're all working at the FBI.
Yeah.
Another hoax. But I mean, they're watching us. Good luck. Bring it. As long as we have X, bring it. I'm telling you, that Russia collusion hoax would have gone tops a month today. Tops before it was completely discredited. I'm not even sure, honestly, it would make it 2 weeks. But let's go be conservative, say a month. It would have been torn to pieces.
Well, some of us tore it to pieces when it first started, but anyway.
Yeah, no, we did. And I'll never forget, it could be done. John Solomon is the only clean, truly clean record reporter of any stature in D.C. because he nailed this from the beginning. He'd tell the story on, you know, he now does, is that Just the News? He's filling up his gas tank, right? He's just there in D.C. filling up his gas. And two people from the deep state agents pull up and tell him the whole thing. The Russia collusion thing's a hoax. Deep state's behind it. Hillary's behind it. Obama's behind it. Tell him right there in a gas station, first weeks of it. They're whistleblowers. They don't want their name. We don't know who they are to go on record. They gave him the entire map to the whole thing in the first few weeks. You going to tell me the mainstream media didn't know when John Solomon was told just gassing his car up in D.C.? And he used that roadmap they gave him to debunk it all the way through. Mm-hmm. He has 100% clean record of reporting, means it could have been done. And that is why right now Obama and his minions are in Europe They're meeting with people trying to figure out how to use those EU speech laws and UK speech laws. Literally, Lee, they want to cancel the entire Trump administration's social media accounts. Just wipe them off the internet, saying they're illegal because they say mean things about immigrants. Because they've got to stop us from talking. They're not going to get anywhere. But you're watching history. This is truly historical. What will the Democrat Party do, y'all, if they can't run hoaxes? They'll have to run on actual issues. That's not going to work out good for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.